This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans to orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married to astronauts, departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. They awoke to a recording of their young children urging them to rise and shine and saying, "We can't wait to see you." The capsule slowed from an orbital speed of 28,000 kilometers per hour to just 560 during re-entry into the atmosphere, and finally to 24 kilometers per hour at splashdown. Until the SpaceX launch, the U.S. had relied in recent years on Russian rockets to send its astronauts to the space station. The private company is planning its next launch near the end of September, sending four astronauts to the space station for 6 months. The White House and top congressional Democrats remain at odds Sunday over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. In back-to-back appearances on ABC's This Week, news show House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin sparred over how much new aid the national government should approve beyond less generous state unemployment benefits. 4 months of $600 a week extra national benefits expired on Friday. Pelosi and other Democrats want to extend the payments through the end of the year, while the White House initially wanted to cut the extra aid to $200 a week while working toward a package that would pay workers a percentage of their salaries. VOA News. Australia imposed an overnight curfew on its second biggest city, Melbourne, on Sunday amid banned people from moving more than 5 kilometers from home. It's a bid to control a growing coronavirus outbreak that's infecting hundreds daily. Coronavirus infections in the Philippines surged past 100,000 on Sunday, with medical groups declaring that the country was waging a losing battle against the virus and asking the president to reimpose a lockdown in the capital. The Mexican army and state security forces have captured Jose Antonio Ypez, a prominent drug gang leader blamed for helping to fuel a major surge in violence in the country in recent years. That's according to authorities on Sunday. Ypez was captured in an operation carried out early in the morning, according to the federal government and authorities in the central state of Guanajuato, a principal flashpoint of gang violence. Ypez is boss of the Santa Rosa de Lima cartel, which is a Guanajuato-based gang, which has been engaged in a bloody struggle for criminal control of the state with the Jalisco New Generation cartel, one of the country's most powerful and violent outfits. The Guanajuato Attorney General's office said security forces captured Ypez with five other people and rescued a kidnapped local businesswoman during the operation. Armed men stormed a prison in eastern Afghanistan on Sunday, shattering the relative calm of a ceasefire across the country. The gunmen first set off an explosives-packed car near the prison and then opened fire on security guards at the facility in the city of Jalalabad, a spokesman for the governor of Nangarhar province told AFP. The Taliban denied they were involved in the assault that came on the final day of a rare truce between the insurgent group and Kabul to mark the Eid al-Adha holiday. Under a deal signed by the Taliban and the United States in February, the intra-Afghan talks were slated to start in March but were delayed amid political infighting in Kabul and as a contentious prisoner swap dragged on. The deal stipulated that Kabul would free around 5,000 Taliban prisoners in return for 1,000 Afghan security personnel held captive by the Taliban. Suspected militants from Islamist group Boko Haram killed at least 13 people and wounded 8 others in a grenade attack in northern Cameroon on Sunday. The assailants threw a grenade into a group of people inside a camp for displaced people near the Nigerian border in the far north region, according to a local mayor. Boko Haram has been fighting for a decade to carve out an Islamic caliphate based in Nigeria. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.